I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. Under the Articles of Confederation, the first organizing document of the United States, there was no president. That absence of unitary authority was the result of vivid memory of the abuses of King George III of Great Britain. The fledgling nation was in no mood for anything that might morph into a monarchy. But by 1787, distrust of executive power was becoming consequential. There was growing recognition that for a government to be effective, it occasionally needed to speak with a single voice. That realization led James Wilson of Pennsylvania to stand on June 1, 1787, at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. More than any other convention delegate, Wilson had a comprehensive conception of the American presidency.
I assert that the executive consists of a single person who can give energy, dispatch, and responsibility to the government.
Though it took the rest of the summer for convention delegates to agree, it can be said that the American presidency celebrates its birthday every year on June 1st. In nearly every business organization, there's at least one individual whose unexpected death could result in severe financial consequences. That's why Keyman Insurance is an indispensable part of a well-considered risk management plan. At your next renewal, sit down with a Hibbs Hallmark & Company insurance professional to discuss Keyman Insurance. To make an appointment, visit HibbsHallmark.com.